Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm a little tired, but, you know, other than that, ready to roll. The power.
Been up all night again?
Yeah, exactly.
Good times.
We're doing our best to sync our schedules, and that kind of means that I got to stay up late, and you got to get up early, but we're doing what needs to be done.
Yep.
So what's new, Jordan?
I've been sick for the past week, and it sucks.
That does suck.
Yeah. Did you see the stupid David Blaine stunt?
No. I saw like a picture of it, but I didn't even read the caption.
I don't know how that guy makes money.
What was the stunt?
Basically, he just stands on a platform with a bunch of Tesla coils around him and then gets shocked by electricity for 72 hours.
But haven't we seen people get like have that electricity run through them before and they say that you don't actually feel anything?
Well, he's wearing like a special suit, so he wouldn't feel anything. So it's just like another stupid.
So basically, he's just standing there.
Yeah, it's a stupid endurance thing, and it doesn't look. I mean, at night, I guess there's a couple pictures that look pretty cool with all the electricity hitting him and stuff. But why does it need to be 72 hours that he stands there? Like,
I don't know.
Because
otherwise, it wouldn't be a trick.
I guess.
Like, I'm gonna stand here for 5 minutes. People would be like, "No one gives a shit, David Blaine."
Nothing he's done in the past 10 years has actually been magic. It's just been, I'm going to sit under this thing for 6 weeks. Magic.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Does he even call himself a magician anymore?
I think he does.
Because you're right. Like, he doesn't do the street magic anymore because everyone knows how to levitate. No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
But I guess Nelly's just trying to prove that he's like superhuman or something.
I think he wants to be Houdini.
Yeah, like stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
someone needs to punch David Blaine in the stomach, if you know what I mean.
For the listeners, Houdini died by getting punched in the stomach by a giant.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hilarious jokes.
Did you end up watching the Jerry Seinfeld thing?
Yes, I watched a couple episodes of it.
How would you think?
It was funny. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's good.
You're right. I could see why people would think that the Michael Richards one was set up, but at the same time, you know, I can understand how, you know, he's a performer. He's trying to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's clearly a little bit crazy.
Definitely.
But yeah, and the Alec Baldwin one too. That was funny.
Yep. I just, on the Alec Baldwin one, I love his, I don't know if you watched the outtakes at all, but he tells a story of throwing a giant coffee on some guys in a cab that was, made me like Alec Baldwin that much more.
I missed that part. I'll have to dip back in to check that out.
Yeah, he basically ruined some guy's nights because they were being assholes, and he just threw his giant, like, 20-ounce coffee through the window of their car and ruined all their clothes and stuff and then sped away. It was great.
That's awesome.
He said it was the single greatest moment of his entire life.
Nice. Very nice.
Anyway, shall we read some listener mail?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I have to read it? That's why you sent it to me?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, this is from Rachel. It says, "Hey guys, after listening to the last podcast, I had to do my research." This, and then she has a link, says that the whole cast was spotted at the airport, all teams, including Fresh Meat and Sydney. Tyler, Key West's Facebook, hinted at of Sydney. Disappointed because they would have been my favorite of the challenge. Also, any clue why they would put Camilla on Team Fresh Meat if that wasn't even her real first season? She was on that spring break shit. And I noticed during the first episode, Cara Maria's yellow team shirt had a white sticker with her name as if it was covering up another name or possibly a spelling mistake. Turns out that it was supposed to be for Carly, who won Fresh Meat too. Not sure why they replaced her last minute. Thought you might find that interesting. Loving the podcast for this season. Keep it up, Rachel.
All right, so yeah, so we still aren't quite sure what happened with Sydney, why they got taken out.
Yeah, it's a mystery. On Wikipedia, it says Kellyanne Dunbar, Ashley, and Isaac from Real World Sydney were originally cast and flew out to Turkey to participate. However, they were removed from the first challenge due to unknown reasons and replaced by the Fresh Meat team. What if one of them had, like, I mean, do you think if one of them was, like, out of control for some reason that they would just pull the whole team?
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I mean,
but why wouldn't they try to get, like, Kahuta or something to replace? Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good point.
Or Siobhan, if it was a girl.
But it, like, maybe they just had the thing where, like, if you start shit too early, we're going to just kick you out and we have a whole other team lined up. Like, we're not just waiting for, like, a team to start shit and then we have to scramble and find another cast member from that team. It's like, we just wipe it clean, bring in another team.
Do you think that it's possible that there is scrapped footage of the Sydney cast, or possibly an entire first challenge that was scrapped with them on it?
I don't know about first challenge, but I'm sure they were rolling tape, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen challenges that start with people getting off of planes, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they have some footage of the Sydney cast interacting, but I'm sure we'll never get to see it, you know?
Maybe I should send my friend Cara Maria a message on Facebook and ask her if she has any information.
I think
any
that
inside
would,
info.
I think that would be a good idea, Jordan.
All right. Did you see?
Let me pitch this theory.
Okay.
Now, in this episode, Knight brings up the whole steroid thing.
Uh huh.
And if you know this, that, like, some of the people who would have the most fingers pointed at them for the whole steroid thing were not in this challenge. The only one that was in this challenge who you would think was doing steroids is Wes. But
he was 30 pounds lighter.
Exactly. He was so much smaller this season. But the another person who you would think might be doing steroids, Dunbar from the Sydney team, you know, all of a sudden the Sydney team's gone. Who knows? Maybe.
And Kellyanne had at one point.
Kellyanne, you're right. Kellyanne was fit. So, who knows? Just theories. You know,
very
just theories. But, you know, who knows?
I forgot what I was saying.
I apologize.
You interrupted me.
Well, okay. So, more on the any clue as to why Camilla is on the Fresh Meat team. They're a pack of strays, you know?
They just want, I don't know, they seem to like Camilla, and they've been on every year for the past.
They have some from Fresh Meat, some from Fresh Meat 2, and God knows we're not going to get a whole season of the Spring Break Challenge, because we don't want them. No one wants mm-hmm. three new people in Camilla.
It's true.
I also noticed that Cara Maria was wearing a shirt with a just a piece of tape over it that had their, like, her name written on it, but there's no way that was Carly's shirt.
I want to know where this Rachel girl got that information that it was Carly.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. I'm sure it says it somewhere in that blog post, but I don't want to go too deep into that because that thing's full of spoilers and I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah,
for myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, thanks again, Rachel, for the listener email. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate all the input.
Yep. Any insight into why things are the way they are, we like. Well, should we get into this challenge or what?
A couple of things before we get into it. Did we talk about LMFAO breaking up last week?
No.
Yeah, the Cancun team must be crushed.
They must be because they're best buddies.
Yeah, I don't know how it's not affecting their game because, you know, they were practically cast members on their season.
They were. Did we ever talk about that on this show, like how MTV had to have inserted them into the, basically like as a almost like a payola thing into the show on multiple episodes to make their star rise very, very fast, and it worked.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you're watching the challenge online this year, but for like the commercial for each episode, they keep showing the same commercial that's like trying to push this new specific band on you each week. Like last week it was Carly Rae Jepsen. This week it's, I don't even know, but yeah, they, that's MTV style, man.
Well, they've never done it as blatant as the LMFAO thing. Like, that was weird. It was almost like like the Harlem Globetrotters showing up on Gilligan's Island or something. It's like, who the hell are these guys?
No,
why
you're
are they hanging out with the cast?
That is a perfect example. But yeah, that was
the fucking Super Bowl. So it kind of worked. But they broke up, you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
I heard they had like hated each other for years and only had to like put up with each other because they broke big recently.
Just pretend to be happy and goofy.
Yeah, and then I guess they just couldn't take it anymore, which is crazy because you'd think if you're making all this money, just like, do you like everyone that you work with, Jordan?
No, get a therapist and rack in some millions of dollars for the next couple years. God knows it's not going to last longer than that.
I know. And can you really like vision them like having their own solo careers?
No.
What's Sky Blue going to do without Red Food, Jordan?
I am disappointed with you that you know what their fake names are.
Anyway. Care for a docking update?
I would love a docking update.
We haven't done this segment in a while.
A recurring segment.
So, yeah. Docking news. On September 25th, Docking released a new album called Broken Bones.
I did know that.
You did? Well, where were you last week with the docking update, Jordan?
I didn't think it was relevant.
Of course it's relevant. Docking update, Jordan. Yeah, it in its first week, it sold about 2,600 albums.
Is that a true figure?
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or not these days, but doesn't sound very good.
You actually hunted down this information?
It charted on the Billboard Top 200 at 173.
That's not bad. It made the Top 200.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I can't believe that only selling 2,000 copies puts you on the top 200.
I can't believe that Docking is still releasing albums.
Well, I appreciate that very much needed update.
You got it, Jordan. So, you know, come back to You Killed It for all your Docking news.
Mm-hmm.
And now on with the show.
Did you see that weird video that Jer Shields posted of Cara Maria being dressed up like Wonder Woman on our page?
I did, yeah. That was an interesting one.
I don't know what she does. I don't know. She's a weirdo, but true. I kind of like her.
Yeah.
She was saying last night she's going to post a video of her doing impressions of all the other challenge members, and she said she was practicing her DM Brown hair flips.
Now that I'll watch.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, on to this episode, finally. I don't really remember what happened very much because it's been like 5 days since I watched this thing, but I do know that the challenge was called Hook, Line, and Sinker, and Overwater Challenge, shockingly. And it was kind of cool, though. They had to advance from one side of the platform to the other using these metal hook things and footholds. It kind of seemed like a three-legged race kind of thing, but over water and with hooks.
Yeah,
Am I right?
Yeah, it was like a weird, like, you know when you would make aluminum can stilts when you were a kid? Did you ever do that?
Nope.
Well, it was kind of like that, but reversed and over water. if that makes it any more confusing for you.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sure everyone saw it. But yeah, it wasn't a bad challenge.
No, it involved some skill. And I think that occasionally they get the time limit wrong, and on this one I feel like they did, because 10 minutes wasn't enough. Almost every team didn't finish it in time. A lot of them were just about there, and then the time...
Well, that's... I feel like that is, like, why rookies aren't as good on this challenge, because everyone just watched the first team go. The first team, like, and they kind of like fail at it. They do shitty, but then no one wants to try to improve on their technique. They just keep doing the exact same thing. Like,
right.
It's like, okay, we start at the right. The person on the right moves a hook and then a foot, and then the next person and the next person. But the people on each side can both move hooks and feet at the same time while the people in the middle hold on. And then you're cutting time in half.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people.
Nobody did that great of a job with it. But the funny thing is, the losers, the fresh meat team, we're doing really well until Big Easy took a shit and couldn't do anymore. And really,
yeah, and until like the second rung, he's like, I need the rest.
Yeah. And then just fell to his death.
Yeah, it just shows how completely awful he's going to do for the rest of this show.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I don't like about this. Too many, or this, how there's so many teams, or how many teams are there? Well, there's a lot, but is that I can't keep track of who's beating who, and who's, because they cut it together so fast, because they only have an hour, so I don't know who beat who, or who came in what place, or whatever, because it's just winner, loser, blah, 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 and half the teams didn't even finish anyway.
Yeah, like, that's always, when they have so many small teams, that's always kind of frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully later in the season, they'll do a better job at, like, you know, because some teams will be weeded out. So we'll get, you know, more detail of the events and stuff like that. But
you know what I'm hoping for is another trivia challenge or possibly a spelling bee challenge at some point during the season.
Yeah, those are always fun.
I enjoyed the trivia one where they got slung into the water if they got the question wrong. I can't remember if that was last season or the season before. But anyway, this episode, the power team was Las Vegas. Did I not predict that they were going to be a good team on the first episode?
But you did. But at the same time, there's already drama starting.
Well, Trishel's just a stupid. Well, okay. What's the drama? Just explain to our listeners.
Well, yeah, Trishel has evil thoughts about Sarah and Alton's relationship, which is budding. Trishel, you know, and truthfully, I can see where she's coming from. Like, I would be worried about that too, because we have our set alliance, you know, and that does not include Brooklyn. So now, well, Alton mingling with Sarah could throw a wrench into that whole thing, but at the same time, Trishel seems to be like making shit up or.
Well, she completely went overboard because it started with her saying that she heard from a bunch of people that Sarah was really manipulative, and then all of a sudden, she knows that Sarah is manipulating everything, and the only reason she's going or banging Alton or whatever is to manipulate the challenge, and it's all about strategy, which, if you know Sarah, that's not why she's doing it. She's just trying to get it in. And that's all there is to it. But what I will say about Trishel is, at the end of the episode, spoiler alert, Trishel was saying that Sarah would never throw herself in. Sarah did, and Trishel kind of ate her words, and she said she hates to eat her words. So you can, in my book, especially on these challenges, you can be a complete a-hole and an asshole, but as long as you are willing to eat your words once you are proven wrong, then you're okay in my book. So Trishel's okay in my book.
I guess you're right that, like, at least she owned up to being wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think she really learned a lesson, you know? I don't think we've heard the last of Trishel.
Absolutely not, but she did. Sarah, I think, gained a little bit of respect in Trishel's mind.
Maybe, but.
So do you think Team Brooklyn is going to be the next team that everybody tries to get out? Like, are they going to be voted in every challenge till they're gone now?
It could be. And truthfully, as long as Chet and Sarah stay in it, I think they'll be okay. if they can get Devin and JD out, I think they may have something.
You know, well, I guess we'll skip to the end here. Chet and Sarah ended up volunteering to go in, right?
Mm-hmm.
They both volunteered.
Yeah.
And the challenge was the strategy one, I believe, where they have to make this giant rope into the biggest knot on this like little jungle gym thing that they can in 10 minutes and then untie the other team's knot. So they're both doing the same thing at the same time. When Chet and Sarah got put in together, I was like, this is the perfect team for this challenge. Because you can tell they're possibly the brightest people that are on the challenge now. Would you disagree?
I wouldn't disagree. And they're both very level-headed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to fucking start flipping out.
Right.
They can keep their cool.
And they were going against Team Fresh Meat, who was awful, and it ended up being Cara Maria and Brandon. And I was rooting for Sarah and Chet, even though I have a soft spot for Cara Maria and Brandon. But I was definitely was figuring that Chet and Sarah would win just because of their strategy. Like, right off the bat, Sarah realized that the very last move that team was going to be, or what Fresh Meat would have to do, would be go all, or, well, what she did was she had them climb all the way up over one of the bars as their very first move, which would be the other team's very last move. And the strategy there was because they would have to pick up that like hundreds of pounds of rope and throw it over that thing as their very last move. So it was just those strategy things.
Yeah, that was good thinking. That was some good strategy. I will admit that.
Mm-hmm. Alton was proud.
He was. He was beaming.
Mm-hmm. So they're still in, and I think you're right. If they can somehow get rid of Devin and JD before the final challenge and keep themselves in, they're probably going to be some major contenders for the final.
I hope so. If you were on the Vegas team, who would you side with?
What do you mean?
Would you go with Alton and say, you know, Sarah's cool, or would you be sticking to the alliance?
Well, after this episode, I would probably just be like, I'd be both, because I'd be like,
This isn't after this episode, Jordan. This is during. You're the fifth member of Las Vegas, and Alton has a crush, and
okay,
you have an alliance.
Well, I'd be like, listen, Alton, we have this alliance. You can do whatever you want with Sarah. I don't have a problem with what you do with Sarah, but we're voting them in, so if you don't, you're fucked. Which he ended up voting them, or he voted with the team, so I couldn't really, you know, can't go against Alton there. So he held up his end of the bargain in both ways.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, you know, we all know this sucks. It's not cool. It's unfortunate, but this is the way it has to be. And like, I know Alton in the past has been very like, let the work that we put in stand for itself. You know, the best competitors should be the ones that the cream rises to the top. But he's got to realize that that's not the way it's going to work this time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch Chet joking about whoring out Sarah and JD?
No.
Talking about how, like, oh, we already whored out Sarah. JD, why don't you just go hop into Frank's bed? Then maybe we can be in the alliance. And Sarah, like, got all pissed off at him, like, saying, you know, some people don't realize that you're joking.
Oh, yeah. I did catch. I didn't know what she was talking about, but yeah. That was funny.
But yeah, I like Chet now. Chet's a cool guy. He's a ball buster. He's fucking, you know, easy
going. He takes it just the right amount of seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he's playing, he knows, he's got the awareness that it's a game, but he still is trying his best.
Yeah, he seems a lot different than I remember him in his real world season, as well as his, you know, first few challenges.
He came off very insecure on his first real world season, like trying to find himself.
Well, you know, they're all young.
Yeah. So yeah, what the? Yeah, the we kind of went over the challenge. It was the rope thing, and unfortunately, Cara Maria and Brandon are out now. And I believe Cara Maria said something. It might have been on Facebook, but she said, "Now Camilla is stuck with Big Easy, and she doesn't have a chance now." And she was kind of happy. Cara Maria was kind of happy about that because what's she gonna do with Big Easy? She's fucked.
Yeah, they had mentioned that right after the challenge, like. Yeah, not exactly graceful losers. Not exactly wishing their team well, but well, at the same time, what was that?
I said they were a terrible team.
Yeah, that team was dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon
sucked again, and I don't want to see Brandon again because he's a nice guy, he's a cool guy. He doesn't perform in these challenges. I don't care if he's stuck with. I'm sick of his excuses.
Yeah, it. You know what? You had your chance, man, and you fucked it up each and every time. There have been people who have been paired with really shitty partners, like good competitors with shitty partners, and they've still managed to make something of it.
Yep.
And you just keep getting sent home on, like, the, you know, first, second, third episode. What?
I don't need you anymore, Brandon.
Yeah, man, you're not going to make it in this game, buddy. I'm nope. Sorry.
Who was it he was... Didn't he get into it with somebody on this episode?
Yeah, with Camilla. Brandon was giving her a pep talk, and her drunk ass just flipped the fuck out.
Yeah, she should probably stop drinking. Yeah. But not until after the cameras stop rolling.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. It's another good episode.
One last thing about Brandon. I loved how Brandon just like... Brandon was completely in the right. You know, he was like just saying like, oh, you know, you're a strong girl. You're good head on your shoulders. She starts flipping out. He gets pissed off. You know, fine. I can see how that would happen. But then the next day, like Camilla's trying to pin it on him and he just takes it. He's like, yep, you're right. You're right. He's just a broken man at this point. He has no fight left in him.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I also can respect it, that he's just like, you know, let's end this thing. She probably, like, poured rum over a cereal. I'm not getting back into it. You're right, Camilla. You're right.
Well, there's no question that he's a real good guy. But he just, you know, good guys don't win challenges.
True.
Or that alone isn't going to win you a challenge, Brandon. So...
Another point for Chet is where Trishelle was talking shit to Dustin about Sarah while Chet was kind of sitting in the background, you know, saying that Sarah is in it for herself and selfish and all that shit. And Chet just gets right up as like, listen, you do not know what the fuck you're talking about because everything you're saying, like Sarah or not, but you are fucking wrong.
Yeah, he's just like, that's not really what she's like at all.
Yeah, and
I like a person who doesn't just sit there and because my tendency when somebody is being an asshole like that is just to kind of go, yeah, like and not try to be non-confrontational. But I like a guy who just lays the law down.
Exactly, because sometimes you just can't tell someone something, you know, they just won't have it. But but Chet was like, not today. And that whole situation just shows that poker is pure luck because Trishelle can't read people at all.
Yeah, I love how she keeps going back to the fact that she's a poker player and she can read everybody and she's just completely wrong about Sarah.
She is blind when it comes to this game. Anyway, how about Cara Maria trying to weasel out of the arena again?
Well, it doesn't look good for her, but... You know, self-preservation. Trying to stay an extra episode.
Fair enough, but you're goddamn right. It looks pathetic.
Yeah.
I'm done with you too, Cara Maria.
I'm not done with her. I like her.
No, I'm not done with her either. She can come back.
Okay. Seems like a blast in a glass to me.
No. I'm done with her. Fuck that. You just reminded... Because she is not a blast. She is a fucking drag.
I guess
she's
so. Well,
I take most of my. When has she ever had fun on this show?
Well, on this show, I guess, yeah. She seems fun in real life, I guess. But you're right.
Because she's dancing around in supermarkets dressed as Wonder Woman? That's not fun. That's embarrassing, Jordan.
It's embarrassing, yes. I don't know. She seems like a nice girl from my impressions of her.
She's not a blast in the glass. She spilled the glass, and the blast is all over the carpet now, Jordan.
I take it back. Fine. She's not an alcoholic.
She's out of here. I'm done with her.
Fine. I never want to see you again, Cara Maria. You know what was interesting? On one of the outtakes from her Wonder Woman video, she introduced herself as Cara Sorbello. She didn't say Cara Maria, which rubbed me the wrong way. I don't want to be calling her Cara Maria if her name's Cara. I thought Cara Maria was her first name.
I know what you're saying. I'm thinking that the MTV probably made her go by Cara Maria because they already had a Cara spelled the same way.
It's possible.
So to avoid confusion, but
yeah.
But no, I know what you're saying. That really I know this that too. It's weird. But you know what? I mean, come on. Do you think Big Easy still goes by Yeah, I bet he still does go by Big Easy, but
how about his romance with Devin?
Oh yeah, man. And like how about where she was like starting to talk to him about like what is going on or what's going through your mind about ... And at first I'm thinking she's talking game, but then I realize she's into him.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe we're missing something on camera that comes through in real life. I don't know what's going on there.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
But I guess good for him. But he could not have looked worse during that scene. Like, his face was beet red. He's drunk on the wine.
That beard, man.
Giant beard. Pumpkin. His face was the same color as his beard.
Wearing that, like, knit hat just to cover
sweating profusely. Yeah. And she is all over him.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. He must be one charming dude.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's just his turn. Everybody gets a turn. When was the last time Big Easy hooked up with somebody on one of these challenges? It's never happened before. I feel much better for him in this one than the one where Laurel's calling him fat and nobody would ever fuck him.
Yeah.
So, you know what would be nice is if Laurel was on this season and he could rub that in her face after he bangs Devin.
Yeah, that would be a classy move.
But anyway, did you watch Survivor?
I did. Yes, I did.
I don't remember what happened on that either, but I remember it being good, I think, right?
It wasn't too bad. We have another example of a crazy Brazilian chick.
Oh, yeah, she's nuts. What is it with these Brazilian chicks? Like the one bra all the time, leopard print bra all the time. She's like, this chick's in my, I'm going to show her that I have the idol or the clue or whatever as a sign of peace so that she'll know that I trust her. And from that moment on, that Brazilian chick has been all over her and being a complete psycho. And it's like, shit, I shouldn't have fucking told her that I had that idol.
Yeah, that girl made such a huge mistake.
Yep.
But who knew? Like, you know, you have to put faith in people, and sometimes they just turn out to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. The blue team, I don't remember what their stupid names are, but they're down to how many people? Three people now?
Yeah, they're down to three.
So maybe they'll split them up because they got one person per team. I mean, they can't have... During the challenges, they can't have, like, 90% of the team sit out.
That's a good point. Maybe they will do that. Maybe they will,
just distribute them?
Yeah. Where they'll probably have to, like, draw a stone from a bag and...
Yeah.
You know, that bullshit.
And then we'll be back to a classic Survivor season.
Yeah, and, you know, this is normal Survivor. You get to about episode 4 and they fucking shake it up.
Yeah. I guess this season they probably weren't even planning on doing that, but it's probably what they're going to have to do anyway.
So how did you feel about the vote? We lost the pageant queen as opposed to Russell.
I wasn't happy about it. I thought Russell's performance was pathetic during the challenge, and although I'm sure he'll be a bigger asset in the future, But if I was on there, I would be thinking the fact that after this tribal council, we're only going to have three people left. Matter if we keep Russell, because nobody's really in an alliance with Russell, especially if I was the pretty boy guy. I'd be like, I'm tight with this chick. I got to keep her because she's my only person at this point. You know, I think he made a huge mistake voting her off.
No, I agree. But I guess the concern would be that, like, what if there isn't, what if they don't get distributed in this upcoming episode, and then they have to vote another one out? I think that's why the older lady wanted to vote the younger girl out.
You know what? After this episode, I kind of had a feeling from the very start that the older lady was going to be good. I think she's our winner for this entire season. I think she has the exact perfect makeup of a Survivor winner. She's really good in the challenges. She's really athletic. She's super smart. She's likable, and she's a woman in her 40s. Makes tons of winners, women in their 40s.
Someone write this down, because I think that's a good prediction. Someone make note that Jordan called it after episode 3.
She's the winner. I didn't really notice how athletic she was until this episode, but she fucking killed it on that challenge.
Yeah, like she, you know, she did what needed to be done.
And she, if you look at her, although she is an older woman, she's in ridiculously good shape.
Yeah, yeah, very true.
And that Russell guy must just be all bulk or something and I don't know, he's got nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what his problem was with that ladder. Get up, climb the ladder, grab the rungs. What's so hard about it?
No, you're right. I guess it's like all bulk and just like weighed down, like weighed like in the wrong position, like too heavy, too top heavy, you know?
He is a ridiculously huge guy, but
he is very big.
It's not translating.
But even Shamu can get up onto the fucking platform out of the water, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you just gotta, like, launch yourself and then...
There's a ladder there.
It doesn't have to be graceful. Just get up the damn thing.
Yeah, I don't know. And he gave up. I mean, come on.
How about Mike diving face first into the water and having the goggles shatter in his face?
The more he gets hurt, the more I like him.
It's crazy. Like, yeah, he's like Mr. Magoo.
Yep. Do you think he is gay?
I don't know.
I think he's gay. And it didn't occur to me until he came back this season, but maybe he just doesn't want to talk about it or something, but never talks about his family, no family or anything, and he definitely had my gaydar go off a little. But
we'll have to see when they bring family and friends, if he makes it that far.
Yeah.
I don't remember that really being a part of his first season, although that was
definitely
probably about 10 years ago. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember much about him other than him starting on fire. Anything else to discuss? Oh, you know what I noticed? TJ has not been wearing a hat on every episode, and it's throwing me off big time.
It's weird. He's got like this like matted down Caesar cut.
Yeah, he's got a weird haircut, and it looks like a... I don't know. I guess I assumed he was bald or something underneath there. He looks weird with hair.
I don't know. It was an all right look.
No, I don't like it. That look is going to get him fired from this challenge.
I could live with it.
Anyways, I guess that's it. Another episode of You Killed It. Thanks for listening, listeners, and thanks for the listener mail, Rachel.
Yeah, keep them coming. You know, we always enjoy hearing from people.
Yep. Oh, I have some bad news for you and for you. Well, good news and bad news. The good news is I'm going to be in L.A. again the week of the 26th of this month, so in about 3 weeks, so we can do another in-person episode.
That's cool.
But then I'm going to be out of town for a good month and a half, so I don't know what the hell we're going to do. So I do have Skype on my phone. So we could record on my phone, or I could do it that way, but I don't know when I'm going to have a chance to watch the episode. So I don't know. You might start thinking about somebody filling in. Who watches this shit? Marcus.
Marcus watches.
You could have Marcus come in.
Yeah, we will certainly have to keep that in mind. Maybe we can. We'll have to run some tests.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll figure it out, listener. Don't worry.
Worry not.
All right. So for Ryan Kane, I'm Jordan Strickland.
Oh, don't forget. Send us your emails. Rate this on iTunes. Please rate this on iTunes.
Yeah, we want to beat Derek in the ratings.
I've been posting some good stuff on Twitter and Facebook. I don't know if you caught any of that, Jordan.
I caught some of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, trying to keep people entertained.
Keep our visibility up in the Twittersphere.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And with that,
We need more likes on Facebook too. So go ahead over to Facebook and like the You Killed It page.
Yeah, Facebook us, Twitter us, iTunes us, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yep. So I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
Goodbye.
Have a good one.